tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show us, unto his disciples how he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou art an offense to me. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited when he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his own soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto thee, there shall be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. This passage of scripture tonight is talking about how we seem to be okay with settling for the crumbs here on earth. We all know of the story where Jesus was speaking with the lady, and the Bible says he answered her, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said to her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. She had a need. She had something that had to be answered. And we know that they went to the Lord expecting him to give them a miracle. And Jesus said, Listen, you're not our people. This is not how things normally go. The story here where she says, Yes, but even the dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Jesus is talking here in Matthew chapter 16 about giving up the things of the world so that we can gain the things of heaven. And so often it seems like if we could just see how we as individuals and as a church are settling for the crumbs, spiritually speaking, we could have so much more. I don't know of anybody that goes out to eat and gets the menu and asks the waiter, Do you have a big bowl of crumbs that we can eat for dinner tonight? No, we want steak and baked potatoes and bread and dessert and all the things that we're not supposed to eat when you're trying to eat clean. But those are the things that we want. Jesus, speaking with this lady here, he said, Those are the things that I give to my people. And she said, That's true, Lord, but even if we're looked at as dogs, dogs eat from the crumbs which fall from their master's table. And it seems like so often in my life, in our lives, we're content with the crumbs. We're content with just taking what we need to get by, and if the Lord will bless us enough money to just pay our bills, and if the Lord will just bless us enough to get through the day, we're going to be okay. But the Bible says we should be asking for more than that. First of all, crumbs are what's left over. That may be exciting to Winnie, my one-year-old daughter. I think she would eat crumbs more than she'd anything else. And the things which fall from the table, as Jesus said here, that's what she likes. If you don't sweep the floor immediately after you eat dinner every time, she will crawl around on the floor and vacuum it all up. It's like having a little puppy dog. But I'm not making that up. You can ask Miss Jillian. If you don't have things on the floor, she'll get to the cabinets and she opens them up and takes everything out of the cabinets. And that has nothing to do with the sermon. She likes the crumbs, but nothing compares to what God has for those who are faithful. Again, nobody goes into a restaurant and says, I'd like a big bowl of crumbs. I want the nicest crumbs. I want the ones that came off of the steak. I want the ones that came off of the nice bread that you made. No, we don't want the crumbs. I've heard my grandma talk about 100 times, if I've heard her say it once, when they were younger, my mom was still at home living with them. They would have steak sometimes, my grandfather was very particular, and he would cut the fat off the edge of his steak and didn't want anything to do with it. And he would just throw it to the side, whatever. Well, I don't know if they didn't feed my mom and their kids enough food, but they would take the fat and they would just chew up little bits of meat off of it. Or a T-bone, if he had a bone in the steak, he would just cut it off and then leave it to the side. And then his little mongrel children would come in and just chew the meat off of it, eating the crumbs. That's not what we're after, though. That's something that's left over. That's something that is less than desirable. It's something you take when there's nothing else to have. And so often it seems like we settle for those sometimes. The Bible says in Proverbs 8, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." Think about that. Blessed are they that keep my ways. We want to be blessed, but the Bible says, here's how you're blessed. Keep the Lord's ways. Hear instruction and be wise and refuse it not. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. Again, how we want to be blessed. We can hear what the Lord has to say. We can wait daily for his instruction. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. It's very easy to compare this to raising children. Lucy, especially, if she wants something from me, you know what she's going to do? She's going to listen really well, and she's going to be really nice to me when I get home from work, and she's going to offer me a glass of sweet tea, and she wants to listen to whatever I have to say, and then she'll say, this is what she'll say, Dad, I have a question. Everything she says first comes with, Dad, I have a question. And I say, how much is this going to cost me? That's how it goes. But if we want to be blessed by the Lord, the Bible says, we hear him, we listen to him, watching daily at my gates. We're, every morning, we're in the Word of God. We're waiting for God to direct our paths. Malachi chapter 3, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. How often, and that's just the Bible saying here, you're not going to outgive God. So often, though, we seem content with just enough to get by. Oh, this will get me by. I don't need to ask for anything more. I'm ashamed of sometimes how things in my life happen, and God blesses me with the little amount that I prayed for something. I had a huge answer to prayer this week for my truck. My truck, if you don't know, is broke down. It's got a lot of problems. Preacher says it's the blue oval that's on the front of it, but preacher's not here, so we'll come up with a different reason why it's broke down. I don't know. And I prayed for that, an answer to prayer, trying to answer, figure out what to do with my truck. And but I didn't pray enough. I didn't pray probably like I should have. But God answered that prayer, and I'll be able to care for that now. I thought when I got news about what we were going to do yesterday, I thought, man, if I had prayed more. I wonder what would happen. This could have been amazing, but God answered the prayer enough for us to be able to repair it. We do that, though. What is that? That's settling for the crumbs. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So often we're focused on these things, the Bible says. I need this. I got to feed my family. Well, that's true. I have to pay my bills. That's true. But the Bible says if we seek God first, if we're worried about what God wants us to do in our life, if we're looking for his leading and his direction, then everything else is going to be cared for. Everything else will be taken care of. Blessings come from above. We have to remember that. So often it'd be easy for us to say, oh, you hear the people say, I'm a self-made man. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. And when people say that, I think that's weird, trying to picture how are you going to pull yourself up by your bootstraps. I understand the concept of you pulling on your boots and going to work and making money, but it's just a weird thing to say. Anyways, blessings come from above. We can work hard. We can do what we can. We can do our part. And I don't think God wants to just sit around on the couch saying, well, the Lord's going to bless me. I know that I don't have enough money to pay my rent. I know that, nothing's going right in my life and my children are running the roads and everything's going wrong. But God will bless me if I'm just faithful to him. No, we have to do our part. But those blessings come from above. Blessings come when we do it God's way, not man's way. There are countless self-help books. There's countless books on how to raise your children and how to manage your finances and how to have a happy and healthy marriage and how to do everything. But if we look in God's Word, there's the answer to all of those as well. And if we want to be blessed, the Bible says we'll follow God's leading. Isaiah chapter 58, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Sometimes we read in God's Word, this is the direction you need to go with your life if you want to bless, and we think, I don't know, that doesn't sound right. I was looking on Facebook the other day, and I asked for some advice, and 400,000 people gave me an idea of what I need to do, but God's Word said I need to do it differently. Well, the Bible says That's probably what we should do. The Bible says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. God doesn't think like we think. His ways are not our ways. But we get content to just settle for the crumbs. And the Bible says we could be blessed so much more. God says he will open up the storehouses of heaven and bless us to the point where we don't know what to do with all the blessings. It's our job as God's children and as God's church to teach God's order and God's way to be blessed. First of all, we need to put God first. We have to put God first. It's so easy to have other priorities. It's so easy for us to say, I know that that I need to tithe and give to missions and put some money in the offering. I know that I need to do those things, but I would really like to have a new four-wheeler. It would be easy to do that. I know that I'd like to, I need to raise my children for God, and they need to be doing the right thing. They need to be in church, but it would be a lot of fun if we just went away for 6 months and didn't go to church at all. I don't know anybody could afford to go away for 6 months, but you get the point. It's easy to have other priorities instead of God, but the Bible says if we want to be blessed, if we want to have something besides the crumbs, we need to put God first. We need to believe God and his word. All through Scripture, we find promises from God saying, if you obey me, if you follow my leading, if you'll do the things, the principles that I have laid out in my word, I'll bless your life. But what happens? We want to go a different direction. We want to do things our own way. We want to do things different than what God's word says. And we go farther and farther away from God's direction. And then God's not blessing our life. And we say, Lord, how could you let this happen to me? Well, the Bible says if we follow Christ's leading, he'll bless us. We have to accept God's ways and not man's. I said something about this on Sunday night, I think, but this month is Pride Month. And they're celebrating Pride all over the country and on social media. And every it seems like every business that advertises or anything you follow, they've changed their logo to the Pride flag. And that's the world's way. Well, God's way is not that way. God's way is different. God's very clear in his word what he believes about that. We have to follow, but we're going to be different if we follow that direction. We have to accept what God has to say about those things, and God will bless us with our in our lives. Finally, we need to go for the best. Go for the gold. Go for, shoot for the moon, if you will. Again, we settle for the crumbs. We're content, and I think it's because God doesn't leave us destitute. He'll make sure we have enough to get by. He'll bless us with the crumbs if that's all we want, but if we can figure out how to follow God with our life and put him first, the Bible says all that stuff will be cared for, and he'll bless us to the point we don't know what to do with all of his blessings. How do we do that? First of all, obey God's word. Put God first, and then obey God's word. Everything we need to know, everything, is found in God's word. There's not any issue that arises in our life that we can't find it in God's word, an answer to our questions, whether it's raising children, whether it's having a happy and healthy marriage, whether it's how to interact with those people that we have a difficult time at work. Maybe it's how we need to manage our finances. Maybe it's a problem with our health, or maybe it's a problem spiritually. All those answers can be found in God's word if we'll simply obey it. The Bible says if we honor God, he will honor us. But we have to put God first. We have to stand for God. We have to stand for God in his ways. Again, it would be so easy for us to just settle, to just get by. But we need to be, we want to be blessed by God. We have to put God first. It's not something we've done of our own. Abraham Lincoln said, we have forgotten the gracious hand which has preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us, and have vainly imagined in the deceitfulness of our hearts that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom and virtue of our own. We get that way. I get that way. I'll get to the point where things are going well at work with my business, and I think, oh, look what I've done. Man, can you imagine that it would ever be this good? Look what I've built. I've got a 22-year-old truck that's running good for the moment, and all this working, and then what'll happen? My truck will break down, or Trent will not come to work and break my heart, or something goes wrong, and you're reminded immediately, oh, this is not anything of my doing. I have to trust in God daily, as the Bible says. Look for God's leading every day to bless us, to guide us, to give us direction on what to do with our lives. One morning, R.C. Chapman, a devout Christian, was asked how he was feeling. I'm burdened this morning, was his reply. But his happy countenance contradicted his words. So the questioner exclaimed in surprise, Are you really burdened, Mr. Chapman? Yes, but it's a wonderful burden. It's an overabundance of blessings for which I cannot find enough time or words to express my gratitude. Seeing the puzzled look on the face of his friend, Chapman added with a smile, I'm referring to Psalm 68:19, which fully describes my condition. In that verse, the Father in heaven reminds us that he daily loads us with benefits. Psalm 68:19 says, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. The Bible also says each morning his mercies are new. We've talked about this before. Can you imagine having a bank account where, let's say you had $5,000 in there and you went and you spent it all one day, and in the morning it was completely full again with $5,000. And no matter what you did, no matter how much you spent, every day it was full of that money again. That's what God's mercies are like. The Bible says each morning his mercies are new. The Bible says here in verse 19, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. I think it's easy for us sometimes. I know it's easy for me to just get up and go about the day without stopping and realizing that everything that I'm able to do, from being able to walk across my floor to having the health to go to work, all of those things are blessings from God. And if we can simply get to the point where we say, I'd like to be blessed more, God. I want to give you my life. And again, that sounds like maybe the wrong motive. We shouldn't do it just so that God will bless our life. The Bible says to seek him and seek his kingdom first, and everything else will be added unto us. Tonight, are we settling for the crumbs? Are we settling for the bare minimum? Are we settling for just enough to get by? Or can we put aside our pride and put aside everything that's keeping God from being preeminent and from being first in our life and say, Lord, I just want to serve you. I want to do the right thing. I don't want to be left with what's left over. I'd like to have your blessing on my life. There's very simple direction in God's word how we can do that. We can put God first. We can honor him. We can make sure that we're obeying his word, and God will bless us far beyond what we could possibly imagine. Let's have a word of prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this challenge we find in your word, that we can follow the simple direction in your word and be blessed. It seems so often, Lord, that we're content to just get by with the crumbs or just content to just get by with the bare minimum. But Lord, I pray that you would burden us and convict us to do more for you, to put you first, that you will have the priority in our life. And the blessings that follow will be more than we can possibly imagine. I pray that you would work and move in this invitation tonight. In your name I pray. Amen. As the piano begins to play, we'll have a short verse of invitation. If God has spoken to your heart tonight, you can do business with him. Let's all stand tonight.
Let's be known.